There we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are attended by Brian Carey, Greg Neff, Randy Imhausen, Shane Bird, and John Fiotto. By the way, John and Shane, welcome to
the board.
Welcome to the board. This is a time, there actually isn't anything on the agenda other than, so this next part doesn't really mean anything. Bypass that. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for November 12th, 2024?
I move that we approve the minutes for November 12th, 2024.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have an...
Before we do that, because in general business, number two, BLM is not going to be here today, so there was a request to hold that till next month.
Mm-hmm.
So I move that we hold item number two under general business until our next meeting.
Okay.
Can we do it with the...
Yeah.
Okay, so I move that we approve the agenda with the hold on general business number two.
Okay, we can do that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, this is for informational items. I already welcomed the new members of the CAC. Oh, this is where we're doing the election. Okay.
Yeah. I motion that we have Brian Carey be the new chair for this new...
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We also need a vice chair.
Yep. So let's have one of you guys do the vice chair. All you really do is, he's mostly going to do the chair work. Mm-hmm. All you're there is just to...
Pray that he doesn't get sick.
Yeah, doesn't show up. If he shows up, you
You feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, we could have someone else do it. So it's kind of up to you guys. I'm good either way.
Your call, Shane.
I'm good either way. What do you want?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
I think we're supposed to pull cards, aren't we?
All right.
who won?
John.
Or who lost? Oh, all right. Yeah. So I'll move that John Fiotto serve as the vice chair of the Sandy Valley CAC.
Okay.
Am I going to continue being the chair?
Nope. Now it's...
You can't move.
I can't.
I have to make chair. You can't make that motion.
I can't make a motion.
No, yes, you can.
I thought the chair is allowed.
Until this is done.
Okay. Unless someone else wants to. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right, so we will go to item number three, receive a report from Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department.
First, congratulations. Very democratic way you did that. Ken Smith, Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department. During the month of December, we kind of got into it this month. On the fire side, we ended up with four fires, one structure. On the medical side, we ended up with 16 medical calls, three flights, and we said goodbye to six of our neighbors out here.
Wow, six.
It was
six.
A busy month. Short of that, it's getting cold. Make sure you've got some water running, you've got your pipes wrapped, that you've taken all the precautions you need to keep those lines from freezing and causing property damage. Short of that, I think our heater's been on long enough that we don't need to worry about them working. We should know that they're working already. I've really got nothing else to say. If anyone's got questions for me, perfect.
Cool. Thank you, Ken. We'll receive a report from Metro.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm busy. Welcome.
Thank you.
John Fiala bosses me around when I'm doing overtime, and now he's going to boss me around in Sandy Valley, so congratulations. Thanks. Can't get away from him. Nothing significant to report other than we did have our narcotics section conducted a search warrant on a property here in Sandy Valley this last month, and it was extremely fruitful. We got some pretty bad people out of our town. Along with some illegal firearms and narcotics and a great sum of money, and they are no longer a problem. So other than that, life is great. Sandy Valley's awesome. Any questions for us? I like it. Happy New Year, everyone.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
BLM is not here. And just so you get, just to kind of note, that item that was moved to next month, that was regarding the herbicide treatment in the Good Springs area. So they are going to come back and talk about that next month. A report from Sandy Valley Schools. Do you have anything, Ellie?
Just that there's basketball going currently. So you could look at our website for our games. We also, our senior trip is moving along slowly. I am having a drawing again for gift baskets and such. We do have a all exclusive at South Point. We have two of them actually, where you could get a room for two nights, two headliner dinner shows, and or headliner show for two and dinner for two. And then some other prizes. We have a quilt, we have Scentsy, we have Starbucks, and...
When does the raffle take place?
It's taking place now.
When is the drawing?
It'll be probably at the end of February.
Okay, and when did they take their trip?
In the mid-March.
Okay.
So we're trying to do the best we can. I don't know, we're falling short right now, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, remember to come have someone represent themselves at the Legion meeting.
Okay. And then, other than that...
And there's some of the fundraisers are being posted on the community Facebook page. I know, like, because we have, like, the Panda Express one coming back up.
Yes, and... we have a Panda Express on the 31st, or the 30th, I believe. It's a Friday, where you can go and buy, but I'm kind of... on the edge of that one. It's a long story.
Okay.
We've already had one and they said we made zero money, and that's not true because I, for one, know I was there. My daughter was there. We put in the code. Yeah, so we're having a little bit of, so we may not do that one again. But we are doing one, you know, several, and we'll post them.
Is it also on the school site what your raffle is, or no?
Just not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
I need to do that. Anything else?
Okay. All right, thank you. We'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
I don't really have anything other than the parking lot finally got done.
Yeah.
And my stuff is on the board. Okay. I won't bore you guys with it.
Cool, thank you. We'll receive a report from Valley Electric.
I had a report from a member that we were having a hard time paying with cash at the Family Dollar. It was something I talked about last month. So I actually went down there. I talked to the manager and a cashier and kind of took them through the process. They were not familiar with it. But basically, it works like this. You have your Smart Hub app on your phone, and you bring that up and you go to pay your bill, and you go pay with cash, and then it asks you for a zip code. You put in the zip code, it will show you the Family Dollar. Then on the bottom of that screen, it says to view the barcode. That is the key. If you can bring up the barcode, they can scan that, and then you can pay your bill. Number two, our new CEO has come online, Robbie Hamlin. Our 2025 budget, we have approved that. And I have a check for our senior center for community service. That was a grant from Valley Electric and CoBank, the bank that we do business with. And that's it. Unless anybody has any questions.
Can they pay the bill at the Valley Electric building?
No, they used to be able to. There was a machine. The machine worked sporadically. And then when we had the break-in, when they broke into both places, that got destroyed. So for a while, we didn't have any way out here paying with cash, and now we do it $10. I think there's a service charge of $1.50.
All right, thank you very much. And we do not have a report from Clark County Administrative Services. Megan is not feeling well, so excuse her. We do not have any planning and zoning items, so we'll move to general business. We have one item on general business is to review and approve our 2025 meeting calendar. And on that calendar, so we're still second Tuesday at 7:30. November 11th has already been crossed out. That's Veterans Day, so I'm assuming that's why that one was taken out.
What do you guys think of, do we still want to hold the meeting in December 9th? You guys, I know it's back to back if we don't do it on November 11th.
Honestly, I'm good either way, but I don't know how the rest of y'all feel.
What if we leave 9 on the calendar and let the calendar run through a few months and then see what events are planned in the community for that December 9th date? As we get closer, we can back out of it, but
we could always cancel if we need to. Do you want to do that?
Anybody? Yeah, I'm good with it. It's kind of earlier than it usually is as well. You know, it's not halfway through the month.
So we'll just leave it as is.
I don't know if anybody else has any opinions. I'm good with that.
I'm good with it. If there's nothing on the agenda a few days in advance, would cancel it.
Okay. So I just need a motion.
I motion that we stay with the calendar as written.
So that's every month?
Except
for November 11th.
Right.
Yeah. All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, passes unanimously. All right, we'll move to our final item, comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up, clearly state your name and address, and spell your name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Yes.
Lori, Mark, with 820 Toronto Trail, Sky Ranch Estates. I am here on a couple items. First of all, this is not about politics. This is about our county commissioners, not Democrat, Republican. It's nothing like that. He's a crook. He's going to lose his law license in March. We just need to realize that he doesn't represent us out here. He never has, even though somehow he got into office. I guess he got voted in. But he's a crook, he's unethical, he should not be in office, okay? Period, end of story. And I'll come every meeting. He's just a crook, he needs to step down. And I hope he hears this, you know? Second item that I wanted to talk about is the flood plan that we should have out here. Have you guys seen a flood plan? Something, you've seen our roads out here. They've almost got washed out. What happens if they do? Where's the flood? Have you guys seen?
Actually, there was a person here with that exact stuff recently.
Was there?
Yes, from the whatever commission that does the flood planning. So he went to all of the CACs.
Oh, did he? Okay, because yeah. I didn't look that. Okay, so is that available online then? I could probably see that.
I can find out for you.
That would be great. I'd like to see that because we really need some kind of for our road out there. They're not going to do anything on our road out there, guys. It's going to be years and years.
Well, and if this was not promised to happen right away, this is only the, it's not like in the making, but it is, there is a plan. But as far as financially, whether they can do it or not, that's a different story.
Yeah, well, you know, when we can't get it out of our valley here, it's going to make a big difference. All right, so just those plans, and I'll just talk to you later on about that. I'll just give you some. Yeah, our crook. Justin Jones is a crook, period, in the story. He should step down. Yep, it's not about him being a Democrat or a Republican. Goodbye, Justin Jones.
Oops, sorry, you're good. It's habit.
Habit.
Christine, I'm representing the church, so forget this part right here. Last month, we were supposed to have our dinner for our Christmas Cafe, but everybody was super sick. We did not think that it would be expedient to put everyone in at close quarters. Even 3/4 of our church was sick. So we've rescheduled it to January 25th, which will be in a couple of Saturdays. It's going to be Hawaiian dinner. It'll be free to the whole community. We are getting a new pastor. Our old pastor will be introducing him to the community at this dinner. So it'll be at the Senior Center January 25th from 4 to 8, and it's free. So just come and have Hawaiian dinner in January. So, and it's paid for graciously by Valley Electric. So.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else?
I was waiting,
Gail. Yeah. I was waiting. I knew it was coming.
87508. We just had our Sandy Mesquite meeting prior to this, and we came up with our full year calendar. I'll be putting it on Facebook and having flyers as well as a big sign made. But we did add an event. So our first event of the year is until Easter, which falls on April 20th. And we're hoping to bring the Easter Bunny in by police car. We've had helicopter, burrow, and fire truck, so we're looking for something different. We tried to do a Cinco de Mayo event last year where we mostly had pinatas, and the wind didn't allow for that, so 2 weeks later we did a pinata party. But this year, on Sunday, May 4th, the Catholic Church and Sandy Mesquite are going to co-op on an event at the park, and they've got 10 food booths already of food that was donated, and it'll be a fundraiser for the church as well as Sandy Mesquite.
Star Wars Day.
Yes, May the 4th be with you, so you can be dressed up as Star Wars and enjoy Mexican food. Okay, and then the Legion puts on a Memorial Day at the cemetery on Monday, May 26th. Generally 9 a.m. Flag Day, the Legion does in front of the fire station, Saturday, June 14th. 4th of July, that's on a Friday this year. We have the Parade and Marathon event at the park. International Festival is Saturday, September 20th. That's the horse parade and event. And we're looking to add in, with the help of the fire department, the Health and Happiness Expo, which is medical, anything medical related or happiness related. And so we're looking to do that on Saturday, October 18th. Halloween falls on a Friday. We do the trunk or treat and haunted house. And then Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day, the Legion puts on a free lunch outside the bar for the whole community. Then Winterfest will be the second Saturday, December 13th, with the light parade. So that's the year.
Thank you very much, Gail.
Yes.
May I get a copy of that whenever you get a chance?
Yeah.
Do we have any other comments? All right, we appreciate everybody from the community coming out to this meeting. Our next meeting date will be on February 11th. This meeting is adjourned.
All right.
Short and sweet.
He didn't like my gavel.
You're not on.